This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
This isn't a big deal. The locker room probably got a kick out of it. No, I disagree with you on that, dude. Completely disagree with you on that. You're way off if you think that. Seriously, way off. Because the NFL coaches and teams are constantly asking their players to care about football, and that football is their life, and that football is their priority. And Urban Meyer showed you that the team was not his priority that night. That it was more important for him to stay back and get a piece of ass than go back with his team, who is now 0-4, and it's his job to lead them. And when you're getting in trouble and you're getting a viral video out on social media, when the bye week rolls around, you can't tell the team, hey, guys, be smart, don't get in trouble. Because now you've lost all that credibility already. Because you can't tell me to be smart when your stupid ass is in the middle of a bar sticking your arm up someone's ass and it's being filmed and posted on social media worldwide. So if you think it's not a big deal, you don't get what's going on. He probably was already losing credibility in the locker room. He now has no credibility in the locker room. Let me explain something to you, okay? I'll give you a story. I'm glad you brought it up because this goes with it. So yesterday, they spoke with Trevor Lawrence. So Trevor Lawrence was asked about Urban Meyer, about his coach. So Lawrence had this to say about Urban Meyer. He says, I think everything's been right on schedule like normal. I think we've operated well, Lawrence explained while answering questions. But at the end of the day, I can speak for myself for sure. And I know most of the team feels this way. He's still my head coach. I still respect him regardless of what happens. Like I said, we're a team and we're figuring it out. So we're all good. We had a great day of practice today and we're still working. I think he's done right by us, Lawrence continued on Meyer, and we're a team and we're sticking together. Just because something happens that puts a little stress on it, that doesn't mean that you give up and go your separate ways. You figure it out and work through it. So that's what we're doing. I feel good about our team. Nothing's changed. We're still really tight. So we're looking forward to playing the Titans this weekend and getting back on track. One, you're not answering football questions. You're now talking about an off-the-field issue. So it becomes a distraction. Two, that's the only thing Trevor Lawrence can say. Off the record, they'll be telling people other things to other writers. But you get this cheesy-ass line from Trevor, and everybody knows that they've got to be laughing at him, you know, and like the Mike Silver story had, that they were laughing at him when he walked away after meeting with the position players. And by the way, he is as gutless as they come by meeting individually with the positions, with the position players, and not meeting with the entire team. Okay. He needed to be in front of the entire team and address everybody and look them in the eye and really be remorseful about all of this. The problem with Urban Meyer is he is such a liar. He is such a dirtbag that deep down inside, he's embarrassed about getting busted, not embarrassed about the act. He's still to this moment, he can tell you whatever he wants because he said, oh, you know, now that I think about it, I should have traveled back with the team. Bullshit. He doesn't care about that. What he cares about is that he got busted and that he's getting embarrassed right now. That's all he really cares about. And the fact that he called it a speed, not only did you thoroughly embarrass your wife, not only did you embarrass your family, your team, the owner, everybody involved by, you know, you're a 60-something-year-old man, and you're acting like you're a freaking 19-year-old, you know, finding some pee for the first time in your life. And so, hell yeah, let me feel it up. You know, you're acting like a complete idiot at your age. And this guy doesn't care about any of this stuff. He cares that he got caught. So you embarrass your wife with all of this, and then you call it a speed bump. Okay, so let me explain something to you. I know my wife would be pissed, okay? And I confirmed it yesterday with her, right? So let's just say she's pissed. And then I go publicly and just call it a speed bump. Do you know that I got to go back home again and I got to run this by her again today? Because I saw that soundbite this morning. And I got to run it by her, but I'm positive after you thoroughly embarrass your wife worldwide, social media, and then you come back and say, it's a speed bump. We've been together for 37 years. When you get back home, she's going to say, oh, you think this is a speed bump? Oh, really? So this is nothing to you. So there's no way. He's got to have an open marriage. She's got to know about all this stuff. The only agreement I bet they have is, whatever you do, don't embarrass me publicly. And that's exactly what he did. And then not only do you embarrass her, then you pull a Ray Rice and you spit on her. Because you basically, by saying, it's a speed bump. Speed bump. Really? Oh, man. I wish Urban was married to a Cuban woman. I mean, she would have divorced him years ago when she caught him the first couple of times, probably, or first time. But there's no way. I'm just telling you because I know Cuban women. There's no way that a Cuban woman's going to tolerate the video, because now you embarrassed her in front of not just her friends, not just her family members. Because, you know, if one of you gets busted, whatever, maybe a couple of your friends find out, maybe your family members find out, and that's it. It's a small circle, still embarrassing in your world, but not the entire world. This is an embarrassment of worldwide proportions. That's a whole different ballgame. And then you call it a speed bump? Oh, my God. A Cuban woman would kill you. Okay? First, she'd be enraged for the first video. And then when you come back and say, we've been together, it's a speed bump, 37 years. She's going to say, you son of a bitch. You've taken advantage. You take this for granted, don't you? Seriously. Like, there's no way. There's no way you're walking straight. There's no way your nuts are still intact. There's no way your face is intact. You're getting Elin Nordegren golf club to your face, dude. Just saying. Urban, younger than you think. I think he's your age. Yeah, I thought he was in his 60s. I mean, he's still a scumbag, whatever age he is. He's still acting like a lowlife, whatever age he is. Okay? Let's see, what else do we have here? Let me see, Urban Liar. Let me look it up here for Urban Liar. First, you put on the search engine Urban Meyer, the first thing that comes out is video. He's 57. He's 2 years older than I am. July 10th of 1964. So he's 2 years older than I am. You put Urban Meyer in video.